Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Pella Chamber of Commerce Director Karen Eichen, and we're talking about a couple of things that are coming up in the near future here. And first and foremost, Karen, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Well, thanks for having me.
There are a few things that the Chamber is working on, and then there's also something that the Pella Area Development Corporation is working on. Why don't we start with that? There's a trip that's going to be happening here pretty soon. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Each year, the Pella Area Development Corporation takes a delegation out to Washington, D.C., and we have the opportunity to meet with our elected officials, the senators and congressmen who represent our area, and also sometimes we meet with those who represent other areas as well, but have a direct tie with what we are wanting to visit about. And this year, we're going to be traveling out there on March 27th and 28th. We'll be taking out 10 people with us and really talking with them about transportation projects in our area. We've been visiting with them for the last few years about a replacement airport, a more efficient connection to Interstate 80 to move our goods, and we'll be doing that again, giving them some updates on the projects and also some help that they can maybe provide us in terms of direction and support for those projects.
And like you said, you do this every year. Is this going to be largely similar topics to last year, or is this sort of a change for you guys?
It'll be largely similar, except for this year we have some updates that we need to provide, and also in terms of making progress on the studies and different movements for the project. We like to keep them up to date, and they're always willing to listen and help and support when they can, and we're hoping that we come back with a real good direction and support for where we need to go in the future.
Could you tell us a little bit about the other things that you have coming up?
Sure. I'll give you a few dates, some of those coming up very quickly, some of those off in the future, and some things to kind of be thinking about. We have been promoting an opportunity that Pella has through the University of Northern Iowa to bring an MBA program, a Master of Business Administration program, right here in Pella. It would be between a 24 and 28-month program. And it's a great opportunity for any employee who's wanting to advance their skills and a great opportunity for Pella to really have an even more educated workforce. Those informational meetings have taken place, and they are hoping for at least 25 students to be interested in the program. And they have a sign up by May 1st, I believe, to enroll, and that program will begin in August if they do have enough participation. A wonderful opportunity for Pella. If you still are interested and would like to learn more, there is a website that UNI has created, and I believe if you just go to the uni.edu site, you'll have a link there.
And I will post a link to that in the description for this Let's Talk Pella as well. Additionally, there's the Community Connections coming up and a couple other things. Could you tell us what else the Chamber has in the works?
Sure. We are going to begin our quarterly membership meetings, and we have designed those to be a combination of lunches and breakfast to fit different schedules. Our first one will be on April 12th, a couple weeks off, but we are going to have in David DeYoung with the Pella Christian Grade School, and he's going to talk about their Spanish immersion program, how that's going to benefit the students, the school, and also how it's going to benefit the community. It's going to be a great recruitment tool, and very excited to learn more about that. In June, we will have some guest speakers on major projects and developments in the area. We'll hold one again in October, and we're going to invite candidates who are running for elected offices on the state and county levels, so everybody can get an idea of where they're at with their views, what their visions are, and really be educated when they go to the polls in November. And in December, we will have Mayor Mueller give an update on the state of the city, where we're at financially, major projects coming up, just again to inform our members of what's on the horizon, what's in our community, and also give them the opportunity to do some networking over lunch.
Tulip time. There are lots and lots of activities, and could you tell us a little bit about activities or involvement that you guys have with the Tulip Time Festival this year?
Well, leading up to the festival, tulips are going to be blooming early this year, and of course, Mother Nature is just not something we can predict or control, so we kind of have to work with her. And this year, since they are blooming early, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to invite visitors into our community for a few weeks before the festival, and then also to invite them to return during the festival. So blooming tulips a little earlier than predicted, or a little earlier than what we wanted to, actually is a good thing for our community to really extend that tulip time season, as we like to call it around here, out just a bit and really bring a lot of guests into the community and hopefully a lot of their dollars with them. As far as tulip time goes, you know, the Historical Village and the Tulip Time Steering Committee do such a great job that we are just happy to support their efforts. Obviously, we have a lot of advertising going on around that. We are busy answering phone calls every day and sending out packets. And during the festival, we will, again, have our information booth to really help our guests out and orient them to where they need to be and what's taking place and what they can see and do why they're here.
And, of course, if anyone has questions about the Tulip Time activities and all that, there's information, lots of information here at the Chamber of Commerce and at the Historical Village. I think that's a good note to close on. Once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.